Welcome to Denim Wrapped Nightmares, Tipsy Exchange Podcast, where we explore the Supernatural series episode by episode.
Over drinks, we'll discuss the lore, the gore, and what we adore about the Winchesters and their adventures.
I'm Burley, and I'm a new fan of the series.
I'm LA, and I'm here along for the ride. Now let's get tipsy.
Hello, LA.
Hey, Burley.
On our last episode, Live Free or Twie Hard. After young girls go missing, Sam and Dean realize that a group of vampires have taken up residence in a small town. They decide to go to this bar where the teenagers had been hanging out and end up tracking a couple of vampires. So Sam went one way and it was a vampire. He decapitated him. Dean goes the other way. It wasn't a vampire, but there was a vampire watching Dean confront the non-vampire. And that vampire attacked Dean and then, like, smeared his blood all over Dean's face to change him. Papa Campbell comes and helps out because he has a cure. He has his Campbell's soup cure kit that he's going to give to Dean. And Dean, after going and nearly killing Lisa and Ben, but not doing it and running away into the night, gets fixed. But this is after he's gone into the nest and found out there's an alpha vampire, like, psychically giving commands. And he pukes up all his vampirism during that whole thing. He has flashback memories where he clearly sees that Sam just stood by creepily watching as he got turned.
Almost smiling.
Yeah. Like, yeah, he was happy about it. And then at the end, Dean, like, very passive aggressively is like, oh, you got my back, right, bro? And Sam's like, yeah, always. And we were like, uh-oh.
Trouble in paradise.
Again. It's like the even seasons are something's wrong with Sam. That's my butchered recap of last week.
No, it was good. All right. Well, this episode is titled You Can't Handle the Truth.
It's episode 6 of season 6 and originally aired on October 29th, 2010.
Well, before it starts, you know, there's the recap. And I wasn't planning on talking about this, but Burley was like, write that down. We're talking about it. Because as the clip was going, it showed a previous conversation between Lisa and Dean. And I forget, she's like, just come back. But
come and go as you please.
Yeah, you just come and go when you can, and then come in one piece. But I swear, I remember the episode, but when she said it in this clip, I was like, it sounded like she said, come on my face.
And we rewound it. And even reading the subtitles, it totally sounds like she's like, just come on my face.
Seriously.
Just come on my face.
Come on my face. Like, yeah. It seriously. I was like, wait a minute.
Come and go as you please. Just come on, go on my face. Also, if we sound a little more tipsy, it's because we've just come from the Billy Moran and Richard Spate Jr. lounges set, where we got to hear them play songs from Billy's album, Surprise Party for the Introvert, and Richard's album, Fist Fights and Hugouts.
Shout out to Luna.
Aww.
Luna was my favorite. No, I'm just kidding. She wasn't my favorite part, but she was adorable.
You were really invested in what was going on with the dog.
Oh, she was so cute. So we start out in Calumet City. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Illinois. And there is a waitress, and she's on the phone with her. I thought it was her friend, but I think it turns out to be her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And she's talking about some date she had, and she doesn't know if she should call him and how she feels about it. And she's just like, I just really need to know the truth. Mm-hmm. And it seemed ominous, and it was. And so she goes back to go pick up some plates for her next order. And the cook is like, jeez, I pity you. I can't remember all of what he said, but it was real shitty. And then he's like, I also want you to avoid the clam chowder. I put my own
seasoning
in it.
He said seasoning. Whenever he started the word, I thought he was going to say something else.
Yeah, because that's probably what's in there.
That's disgusting. Yeah. But yeah, I think he said like he pities her and feels bad for her, and that's the only reason why he was warning her.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Terrible. And then what did the manager say to her? I didn't write that down. I forgot what he said.
It was just a bunch of shitty comments. I think right. One of them, somebody said, just so you know, so-and-so is hotter than you. Like, she's like a, what was it, a 7 or an 8? You're like a 3.
That's harsh.
Yeah. And then somebody else told her that she just gave him the creeps and he didn't know why. And some old woman was like, I ran over a homeless man and I didn't even stop to see if he was alive. Mm-hmm. It was just a bunch of random
Yeah, and some little girl was like, I hate my mom. I can't wait to burn her.
Yeah. God. It was very creepy and uncomfortable.
For some reason, she finds a gun in a drawer at the restaurant, puts it in her apron, and so she goes to call her sister again. And she's like, I'm freaking out, which rightfully so, with all these people saying terrible things to her. Her sister starts saying, every time you call me, I like my stomach drops. You're such a burden. Blah, blah, blah.
She's you saying, and your next crisis.
Yeah, like you should just go ahead and kill yourself. And she does.
Yeah. I mean, she had the gun.
Yeah.
Right there.
Pulls it out.
And we got, what was it? 35th blood splooge of the Supernatural series.
With this poor girl killing herself.
Mm-hmm. She did it from under her chin, and there was a sign above her head.
I thought she was adorable. She was a cute girl.
She was very cute. I mean, it was sad. It was a very sad introduction. Very ominous, sad introduction, like you said. Had no clue as to what the hell was going on.
Yeah, no. Then we see Dean calling Bobby, and he's on about Sam again, and that Sam's not himself. I saw him watch me be turned and not do a damn thing, and I want to know if he saw that smirk on his face, too. Because that's what bothered me the most.
Yeah, that was the most telling.
And Bobby's like, what do you want me to do? We, like, tested everything on him. Like, he's not a demon. He's not whatever. As he's on the phone with Bobby, Sam shows up and brings Dean some food. And Dean is like, oh, I was just calling Lisa back. No big deal. Sam hands him a newspaper. And it's about 5 deaths that had happened where we saw the first girl kill herself in that city. And he's like, I think this is our next gig.
In, like, only a couple of weeks, I think it was. Like, it was a really short
period of
time.
I think
it was, like,
a week, right?
Yeah. It was, like, a week or two. If really short two, period of time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they go to meet the sister as FBI agents, which she's like, I didn't know FBI agents were so interested in suicide cases.
Yeah.
And I like that Sam was like, it's becoming more gentler. I forget what he said, but it was, like, a more compassionate system. Like, okay.
Which is funny because he had no compassion he was talking about.
Right. What he is about to do is like, oh wow, God, yeah. Okay. But yeah, so he starts questioning her, and she, as she's talking, she's like, oh, I was just telling her, you know, encouraging her. And she does this little, puts her hair behind her ear, and it was very obvious. It was awkward. Mm-hmm. And Sam's eyes just change, and he's like, do you know what a tell is? Yeah. And she's like, huh? He's like, it's a poker term. And starts laying into her.
You're lying,
yeah,
bitch.
You tell me what happened. And so she starts, like, crying, and she's like, she confesses. She's like, I told her to, like, kill herself, all this stuff. She's like, but I didn't mean it. Like, I couldn't help myself. That it just came out. But it's not what I meant. I meant to say, like, these comforting things.
Console her, yeah.
Which is, what a fucking terrible position to be in.
And how sad is it to know that that was the truth, apparently?
Right?
Like, aye.
But then, like, I would like to have played that role in her doing that.
If what she was saying on the phone is her truth, like, she's not a good person.
She's a real shitty sister.
There are a lot of shitty people in this town, is all I'm saying.
But yeah, Sam's real aggressive with her.
Yeah.
Gets her to say that. And then next up we see this guy, he's in a dentist chair. He's getting numbed up for something. And I think he said he didn't want to be there, right? And he's like, the dentist's like, oh, nobody wants to be here most of the time. The dentist is like, you and your wife, I forget the names, you need to come. We need to do dinner again one night. It's been so long. And the patient starts saying, I'm not into my wife.
Yeah.
Like, she's...
Her saggy skin disgusts me. Your skin's not looking so tight either, buddy.
You're not a 10, buddy.
Yeah. Asshole.
And so then
that poor actor. I am so sorry.
Oh, that's true. So then he starts talking about there was some time that they all got together, their families got together, and he was like,
cabin.
And he was like, I was so uncomfortable to be there or worried about being there.
Yeah. He's like, I was nervous about being around Melissa.
Yeah.
Your daughter. And the dentist was like, my daughter? Like, what the fuck?
And then what did he say?
He said, and then she came over for a sleepover. What did he say? I wasn't even afraid of getting caught. Because I knew I could get away with it.
Ugh. Fucking creep.
Creep, gross, nasty P. Diddy.
Yeah. So the dentist took that drill and just drilled right into his throat and killed him, which I was like, meh.
Yeah. LA was just like,
he deserved it.
Meh. And Did we count that as a blood splooge?
I think you mentioned it, but I didn't know if we did or not.
Blood squirted out.
Yeah, it was.
We're going to count it. Yeah. 36.
It went everywhere.
Yeah. 36.
And then we see Dean on the phone again with Bobby, and Bobby still hasn't come up with anything, and he tells Dean, you know, maybe it's the worst case scenario. Scenario?
Nah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah.
And Dean's like, what? Oh, yeah, Satan's my co-pilot. And Bobby's like, no, but like, maybe it's just Sam.
Mm-hmm.
That's just him now, which is kind of scarier in itself, or sad in itself, I guess.
Dean did not like that. He was like, I'm going to take care of it. Which, what did he mean by that?
Who knows?
I remember him frantically like saying that like over and over and just thinking like, what does that mean?
We shall see.
I guess so.
Sam meets Dean back at the motel and tells him about how he heard about what happened at the dentist and that they need to go, I think they go to the morgue. Or he wants to go to the morgue. And Dean's like, oh, well, you go ahead. I'll catch up with you. I'm going to sit back and do some research here. Clearly just wanting distance from him to figure out
how he's going to handle it.
Yeah. Dean ends up actually going to the dentist's office and goes through the yellow tape and all that into his little office area. And looking around, he sees...
saxophone.
Yes, there's Kenny G's on the wall. Signed Kenny G. He looks at his desk and sees a receipt from Harry's House of Horns. And he also had a picture of the first girl. What's her name?
Jane.
Because
I wrote Jane has got a gun.
Yep.
Jane.
So there's a picture of her there plus the receipt from Harry's Horns.
And it did like a flash. Harry's House of Horns. And it did like a flash that it showed him looking at Jane's calendar.
Yes.
And seeing that she had an appointment at Harry's House of Horns, too. So he's like, ah.
Connection.
Got a connection here. Hey, I'm looking at these notes, and it says that Dr. Paul Connolly's friend, his name is Kenny.
Not G, though.
Not G. He's a sweetheart. I'm convinced.
Who, Kenny G?
Yeah, I think he has to be nice,
little
right?
Angel. With those smooth jazz sounds.
Smooth jazz sounds. Enough Kenny G.
So Dean goes to Harry's House of Horns and talks with the guy. He doesn't really get much information from him, but as he's leaving, the guy's like, hey, what about my horn?
What about my stolen horn?
Yeah. And Dean's like, what? Like, when did it get stolen? He said about 2 weeks ago, which is when the first suicides, I guess you would say, started happening.
Mm-hmm. Another connection.
Or no, it was actually the same day that the first Jane died.
Happened. Oh, okay.
It was the same day Jane died. Which is weird because we find out later that there was one before her.
Well, it wasn't the horn anyway.
True.
And then I got really sad because Dean theorized it was Gabriel's horn of truth. And I was like, oh.
But it wasn't. But it he wasn't. Shouldn't have brought him up.
I know. Rude.
Just dig that knife in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back at the motel, Dean is kind of talking to himself, calling for Cass yet again. He had done that earlier in the episode 2. Mm-hmm. And Cass just wasn't responding, but lo and behold,
he was busy doing regrettable things.
Yes,
whatever that means.
Yeah, he said the regrettable things required of him.
What's that mean?
So he's having to do some stuff he doesn't want to do, I guess.
But why? What's that mean?
I don't know if we'll find out.
Is he running heaven? Is that
surely not?
Yeah. I mean, no, because remember said. Yeah, there was that episode where Dean was like, oh, you're gonna go be the sheriff, you're gonna be the sheriff.
It's
in heaven.
Tough job. Wouldn't want it.
He's having to spank angels.
He looks defeated.
He's very sad.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he does show up and he tells Dean that he didn't come about Sam. Like, he's got no information on Sam. Yeah. He doesn't know anything. Yeah.
That's why I've been ignoring you.
Yeah.
My love. I don't know what to tell you.
But I came to tell you I'm having a real fucking hard time.
Yeah.
So don't be mad at me when I don't come to you.
Drink
he didn't say that.
Drink
but...
this liquor.
Yeah. I liked as he's talking. Dean is holding his cup, talking to him. And Cass just grabs the bottle as he's talking to him and just pours him a glass. Like, I was like, oh, he's trying to get him liquored up.
He's trying to, like, yeah. Don't be mad, baby.
Ease that pain, baby.
Yeah. I can't help you, but don't be mad at me. I love you.
It was an odd scene. I don't know. But yeah, so at the end.
Something's going on with Cass.
Definitely.
Something's going on with Sam and something's going on with Cass.
So Cass is about to leave, and he does say that he's going to...
Oh, he goes and checks first. He goes and
checks.
That's
right, the
horn. And he's like, it's not the horn.
Right.
And Dean's like, where'd you look? And Cass goes, everywhere.
Everywhere. And he's like, I gotta I got to get back to my regrettable things, my requirements.
Gotta go.
But he does tell him he's going to make some inquiries on Sam. He's going to try and help. Sam is back at the morgue, and he's requesting to see all of the bodies of these suicides in the last 2 weeks. And the coroner's like, they're gone. And you're like, you're sitting there like, okay. Are they, like, did they take him to be buried? Like, what's going on? And he's just like, they're gone.
They're gone.
And Sam's like, where did they go? So somebody stole them. Like, the bodies are just gone.
They're just gone.
No police investigation, I guess. Like, they're just like, they're gone.
Sorry.
What can we do? I think it was Sam that discovered that there, like, before Jane, who they thought was the first victim, there was this car crash victim, but it wasn't a normal one, and they suspect that that was a suicide as well. Mm-hmm. So that's their patient zero. So Dean has found himself at a bar, and he's sitting there. There's a news report going on the TV.
Yeah, we noticed they were keeping the TV in frame quite a bit, and they had the news reporter's voice up a little bit. So we were kind of like, what's that about? Who's this chick?
And then there was a very obvious lady, like, behind him at a table in a purple, very purple low-cut dress. And I was like, well, she seems out of place, too. Mm-hmm. But he's chatting with a bartender, and I think he's just telling her he's having a hard time, and so she pours him a shot, and she's like, this one's on me. And she's like, you know what's bothering you? And I think he says something, he just wants the friggin' truth.
Yeah.
So then she starts, what did she say? Like,
she said something not great about her, like, her marriage being. Yeah. I can't get pregnant because my marriage is a sham. And then she said she'd been snorting Oxy all day. And I was like, what the hell?
Oh, my God. I know. I was like, damn. Just a very awkward exchange.
Oh, I felt so bad for her, though, because
I know.
She would say the thing and be like, why'd I say that? And then she'd say the next thing and go, why'd I say that? Like, she was clearly horrified that these things were coming out of her mouth.
And he was like, don't worry about it. He was like, I think I know why. Like, you know, he was nice about it.
He was.
And so he gets up to leave, and Purple Dress is like, what did she say?
I'm sitting like this so you'll look at my breasts. They're brand new.
I just got them. He kind of looks at her and is like, okay.
Good luck with that, he said. Right.
And then, but he walks off, but then he, like, creeps back, does a little back step, stares at her. Oh, she was like, I need a lot of attention, too.
Yeah, that's what she said, yeah.
And so he steps back, gives her that attention, and gives her a good stare at those new boobs.
Yeah. We were like, we want to say it's creepy, but she literally told him that's what she wants.
Yeah, she wanted it. So, I mean, hey.
I guess, you know, good job.
Yeah.
You know? He listened. He obeyed.
Yeah. He gave her what she wanted.
Gave her what she wanted. Good for her.
I'm sure she probably wanted more.
Right?
Anyway, so he calls Bobby yet again. And Bobby's like, oh, don't worry. I'm just sitting here watching Tori and Dean. Which I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, that's odd.
Random.
And then he starts telling Dean. He's like, hey, I don't know what the conversation was going, but he just starts telling him, I sometimes get pedicures.
Yeah.
Like, he said it very loudly, too. And he's like, it's this, I think he was like, it's a Filipino boy and his mom. And and Dean's like, no, I don't want to hear more.
Stop. He was like, they have tiny hands, but are they really dig in there?
And then Bobby's like, I don't know why I'm saying all this to you. He's like, it's probably because you're my favorite.
Yeah, you Which died.
I was
you
like, died. What? Yeah. Oh, so good.
And Dean is like, I'm cursed. He thought he was cursed somehow. And I was kind of curious how he came to that conclusion.
Right, because clearly that, I would think he would have connected that to, like, what Jane's sister said to her and how that all went down. Like, I would think he would have probably been like, oh.
Yeah.
But he's too busy thinking about Sam and Cass.
He hangs up with Bobby before Bobby can tell him more stuff because he's like, I gotta go. I gotta take care of some things. And Bobby tries to, like, stop him. And I was like, oop, he's going to go see Sam. He's going to start asking Sam some questions. I called it.
Yep.
And he called Sam. It didn't work.
No, not over the phone. So I guess he thought maybe in person it had to be. But Bobby was just over the phone.
Bobby was over the phone. Yeah.
Well, either way, he goes to meet up with Sam at the car crash suicide victim's house. Mm-hmm. I think her name was Courtney. I couldn't really hear her, but I think her name was Courtney. And it was either her sister or a friend that he was talking to. And she said that she had been having a hard time at school. Her cat Mittens ran away. And her boyfriend, she was, like, suspecting.
Corey.
Oh, it was Corey. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. I heard Courtney. She was suspicious of her boyfriend cheating on her. So she was down in the dumps before this happened. Then it switches to Dean. And Lisa gives him a call. she's like, you know, Ben won't talk about what happened. You shoving him into the wall.
He tried to be like, it wasn't like that. Yes, it was.
It was exactly that.
Yeah. And you're either going to tell her why it happened or you're not, but you're not going to fucking gaslight her, Dean. And I was happy Lisa did not. She was not playing.
Yeah. Finally, she was like, listen, you shove my kid. Let's just do this now. Mm-hmm. Like, let's get this done. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I can't explain it, which is stupid because she knows about what he does. So he could have explained it. Mm-hmm. Not that it would have made it necessarily any better, but still. So she starts laying the truth on him, and she says she knew as soon as Sam came back that it was over with them, that when Sam's going to be around, when they're together, like, Dean is never going to be happy. Neither one of them are ever going to be happy. It's toxic. Mm-hmm. I feel like Dean, didn't he kind of agree with her a little bit? He was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, he certainly wasn't fighting back.
Right. And so Lisa ends it, which we all know I wasn't too bummed about.
I mean, she was saying, like, I'm sorry, like, that was harsh.
Yeah.
Because it was the truth thing that was digging into her, too. She was like, you know, I'm close with my sister, too. But, yeah, like, this is fucked.
She was like, even if my sister died, I wouldn't bring her back from the dead.
Yeah.
I mean, good on her. Yeah. I'm proud of her, even though I didn't like her all that much.
It wasn't that I didn't like her. It's that we didn't get to know her.
Right. She was just, like, there.
She was just there.
Like, you said so many times, yeah.
Give me something.
There was not depth to that character.
This was the most depth we got.
To understand that relationship. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you didn't. You didn't.
I didn't what?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
So Sam is in Corey's room looking around. He finds a box underneath her bed, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a tiny cat skull in there, which is super disturbing. And he's like, sorry, Mittens. Which, how fucked up is that? That she has her cat skull in there. What did she do to him?
Especially because she claimed that it went missing.
Yeah.
Maybe it was a previous cat.
I totally thought when she was talking about the cheating boyfriend, I was like, oh, he killed the cat.
Maybe.
Well, anywho.
Who knows? The box also included grains of paradise seed and devil's shoestring. These are the ingredients needed to summon Veritas, the goddess of truth.
Sam and Dean do meet back up, and Dean does confront Sam about, he says, like, why did you just stand there when I was being turned? You didn't move. He doesn't mention the smirk, which I keep mentioning because that bothered me more than anything. And Sam, I mean, he kind of plays it pretty good here. He's like, it's not that. He's like, I just froze. And he's like, I can't lie here. You know, that's just what happened. But he's lying.
He's lying.
And then that's after that conversation is when they discover that all those things in the box were a summoning spell for God.
My box is a summoning spell for God.
I bet it is. I forget what all they went through, but
Well, they figure out, okay, it's Veritas. Well, and then they're like, attention whore, truth seeker, something to the masses. What's the 21st century version of that? And somehow they just come up with the random news girl that we literally saw only once in that bar scene in the TV, kind of in frame, but never truly focused on or whatever.
Right.
So I feel like there had to have been some scenes that were cut, that there was a little bit more of a clear line to her. It kind of seems like it was a jump to get there.
Well, I feel like there was one other scene maybe that she was like, it was in the background, but not as obvious as like when you pointed it out.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you said that, I was like, I bet that's going to be something.
I was expecting there would be at least one more thing that would be more obvious.
Right.
Pointing to her.
It was like the first part of the episode was like slow getting into it. And then like the little quarter at the end was rushed. Mm-hmm. But they did say that one of the things they learned was that dogs were her Achilles heel. And so they go to the news station. And this lady, she's a news anchor. Her name is Ashley Frank. And her show is called Frank Talk.
Which is cute. That's cute.
It is.
Cute title.
She was cute, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They go back to the motel. They're looking through they stole footage.
Yeah. They, like, paid off security to let them in. And they stole a bunch of shit.
And so they're sitting there going through it. Dean just takes off. He's like, it's your job, Sam.
Yeah.
And so Sam
looking big. Yeah.
Looking real nice in his t-shirt, getting
losing
bulked.
Some layers. Mm. Ooh, those arms.
Anyway, I digress. So he's watching it. And in this one situation, she's on location and she's behind this like white picket fence, which looks like in a neighborhood or somebody's house. And this Doberman, I think it's a Doberman pincher. kind of jumps at the fence and is just barking at her like crazy. Mm-hmm. Because dogs know. They know when somebody's not right. Mm-hmm. Cats probably do too, I have to say. Anyway, Sam keeps replaying it. And then Dean comes over and he's like, wait, pause it right here. Zoom in. And they notice that as she's like side eyeing this dog, her eyes are like bright blue.
It looked like a cat eye.
I didn't see that. I just saw the blue.
It was blue.
But it had the pupil, slit thing. Slit pupil. Yeah. Okay.
And then they were just like, yep, that means God is the truth.
That's our bitch.
That's her.
So they go to Ashley's place, which is fucking fabulous, by the way.
It's gorgeous.
Like, I was jealous. I was like, damn, this is nice. She's got like a rain wall, a fire going. She's got a piano.
The staircase?
Oh, yeah. Full front, like picture windows, mm-hmm. no like panes in them.
When she got in her convertible, she had the top down and she had her scarf on. I already knew, like, okay, she's going to be fabulous. And then she takes off in her little convertible. Kind of looked like the convertible that War drove, but I don't know cars. I don't know if it was the same, but it was cherry red. And she pulled up in front of this building that I didn't think was a house at first.
I was like, who's she meeting at this place?
What's this place? What is this? And then when she opened the door and turned on the light, I was like, that was her house?
Amazing.
It was fabulous. Yeah. I would like to see this actual house.
Same. I'd like to live there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just from the little that I saw, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm in it. So Sam and Dean are like, holy shit. So that's amazing. Let's break in.
They're like, damn, let's go check this place out. Yeah. Plus her. So they go, they follow her in, they get in. And she happens to find them in this area where she has all the suicides.
All the stolen bodies.
Bodies. And she's taken some apart. Some are hanging.
There's cats.
Yeah. The little tabby cat.
Yeah.
She pops out of nowhere looking like fabulous. A goddess.
Like what? I was like, okay, she had a long, hard day at the office and she goes home and that's what she changes into?
I was like, not me.
Like this almost Grecian looking ivory gown.
I thought it was gold.
Was it golden?
I think it was gold.
Okay, golden gown and like this fantastic updo.
Yeah.
I'm like, no wonder she had to put that scarf on. Where did all that hair come from? Right. I don't know.
And like gold little accoutrements.
Jewelry? Yeah.
And her hair.
Mm-hmm.
A fabulous necklace. She looked great.
I'm like, where was she going to go? Like, what plans did she have?
I guess she was like, oh, I saw these boys coming. I'm going to get ready for them.
Maybe. Because like, otherwise,
I was like, I'd be in a t-shirt. Like, that's not how I come home and get ready for bed.
Not me. Like, that's not my evening after work.
Although maybe I'd like it to be.
Maybe I should tan it.
Oh, my God. Barely.
It could be. Okay. So she flings her wrist. Is like, you know, hey. And like flings her wrist. And they slam up against the wall and they get knocked out.
Out
cold.
And guess what?
What?
They're tied up.
Classic Winchesters slammed up against the wall and then find themselves tied up.
In addition to the blood splooge, we should have been like counting how many times they were tied up.
We could only count so much.
True.
It's a lot.
But I'd be curious. Anyway, so she's doing the whole
villain speech.
Exactly. As she's doing that, she is working on the dentist. He's on a stretcher, and she cuts his tongue out and starts saying that the tastiest part is the tongue and that she wants to play a little game with the boys. Truth or truth? She goes to Dean first and is like, well, how do you really feel about your brother? And Dean says, better now. Yesterday, I wanted to kill him in his sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awkward.
That's what he meant when he said he would take care of it, I guess.
I guess so.
Jeez.
But he said now he's acting just like me. Like,
he's,
and then he goes on and kind of explains himself. And basically he says, like, he tried to trick himself into, like, wanting to be with Lisa and Ben. And he's like, I'm not a father. I'm a killer.
Yeah.
Then she goes over to Sam and asks him kind of the same thing. And he's like, we look out for each other. You know, we're brothers. And she gets super pissed. She's like, what are you doing? You're lying. How are you possibly lying to me? And then she says, he's not human. She's like, you're not human.
Yeah.
This whole time, Dean has had his little knife. They both did.
Yeah.
Had a knife, like, going away at the
bonds.
What was it? Ropes. They were bondage. Tied with ropes.
They were cutting the bondage. Mm.
Dean gets free first. And I think there was like a crowbar or something over there. And he grabs that and stabs her through the back all the way, like, through her stomach out the front. And then Sam gets free And he takes his knife and stabs her, like, right in the chest.
With the dog blood dipped knife.
Dog blood. Oh, I forgot about the dog blood.
The dog blood dipped knife.
I purposely probably forgot because I didn't want to talk about it.
Whenever she got stabbed with the crowbar, she spins around and is like, like, goes into a cat. She's a cat.
That was a pretty cool effect. Like, it wasn't,
it was,
like,
it was pretty cool.
It wasn't perfect, but it was pretty cool.
I don't get it. And we'll do the lore. I just don't get it. It was cool. I rewound it and we watched it a couple of times. It was pretty cool.
I liked it.
And then the dog blood dipped knife stabbed into her and she went,
Which I forgot to mention that earlier before they went in there, Sam showed up with a big bottle of dog's blood. And Dean was like, do I want to know how you got that? And Sam was like, probably not. Yeah. And I said, no, me neither.
Ellie was upset.
Not
and
at
I
all.
Convinced her that it was just from dog donated blood.
Yes. Which I know that does happen.
It exists.
Yeah. Because I follow some rescues where they have to bring another dog in to donate blood to the ailing dog.
But yeah. Veritas got double penetrated and went,
back and front.
Fell over.
She got it from the back
both
and the front.
Both sides. Boom.
Sorry, girl. Oh my God. Please don't put that in.
She's okay. Why?
Is she okay?
You're so funny.
Is she okay? I don't think she's okay. She's okay.
She's okay.
She's good. She'll walk it off.
She died happy.
Oh my God. Okay. So after Veritas is down, she was put down.
Yeah. Pussy down. Oh. Pussy down.
Okay. This is I feel like this is going to be
gotta
one of our,
wrap this up.
Our worst episode ever. Okay.
We got to get through it. Come on.
I only have like 3 more lines.
Okay.
But that could go on forever. So Dean pulls a knife on Sam.
Pulls it out.
Yeah, he whips it out.
Did he pull it out of Veritas? Did he pull out?
Did he? No, he didn't.
No, they left. Because
that was Sam's knife. They left her penetrated on both sides.
Okay, gotcha.
And yeah, lucky. So he... God damn it.
Okay, so okay. Dean pulls it out.
Stop! Oh my God. Okay. So yeah, he's got the knife on him. He's like, you better give it up to me. Give me the goods, man.
Give me.
How could you have let me be turned? Sam finally confesses and he says, yeah, I let you be turned. I knew we needed in that nest and I knew that you could handle it, which I'd be like, fuck.
And he knew about the cure.
Yeah.
So he's lying to Samuel too. Because Samuel was like, you knew. And Sam was like, I forgot. I'm a little baby.
Not me.
Not me. I try hard.
I always do the right thing.
I didn't know.
But super fucked up.
Yeah.
And so he kind of gets at him, ribs him a little more, and Sam's finally like, I did it because, like, I can't feel anything. Mm-hmm. And he says, since I've been back, I've been a better hunter than I ever was, but I can't feel anything. Like, it's just...
Nothing's there. And Dean tried to tell him, like, dude, fuck you for letting me get turned.
Yeah.
I could have killed Lisa and Ben. And Sam was like, that should shake me to its core, to my core. But nothing. Nada.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got nothing for you, man.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And so then Dean put down his knife and I was like, they're going to have a bromance. They're going to hug.
You did. But as you were saying wrong. In my mind, I was like, I feel like there might be a fight about to happen.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't vocalize it, but in my mind, I was like, there's a little tension there. I don't know that there's going to be a hug situation.
I was wrong.
And sure enough,
you were right.
Dean starts beating the shit out of him, just like pummeling his face.
Until he knocks him out.
Yeah, he knocked him out. And that's it. Wow, guys. What an episode.
It was written by Eric Charmello, Nicole Snyder, and David Reed. And it was directed by Rod Hardy. Hardy.
What a name.
Hardy Rod. Okay, gore. So.
Splooges.
The splooges were pretty fucking gory, but I thought the goriest of the gore were all the bodies at the end.
Yeah, because what I meant to say, some of them didn't have skin.
Some of them were skinned. One of them was hanging. One of them, the ribs was like cracked open and the cat's just like sitting there. Just
taking little bites.
Just like, yum.
Sort of a little midnight snack.
Little snack. I thought that was way gory.
I agree.
The splooges, I mean, were gory, but they were not the goriest of blood splooges that we have seen.
True.
The dead bodies at the end, that was a lot.
Yeah.
That was not.
I was not prepared.
And me neither.
Yeah.
I was just like, so I guess like gods, they just eat people. Yeah. We found that out in Hammer of the Gods. They ate that poor security guard. That was their dinner. And so I guess just all gods eat people, which bummer.
Right. Look out, people.
Watch out. All right. Adore. Anything?
I liked Bobby's confessions. I also like that he's like rolling around his kitchen in like a desk chair, yeah, drinking his milk, confessing these like awkward things to Dean.
Kicking off his shoes and putting his feet up and admiring his toes, yeah, through his socks.
After his pedicure. Yeah. And then calling Dean his favorite, which I would not have expected, honestly.
Yeah.
I was surprised. But yeah, I think I adored that. What about you?
I would say that too. The pacing of this episode wasn't great.
Like I said, yeah, it was so slow.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have maybe done a little more with the story to not... Well,
tied in Veritas a little bit more.
Right,
rather,
yeah,
than just having her at the
in
end.
In the last 15 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, the pacing was weird. I struggled to stay attuned to this episode. I was tuned out quite a bit.
I could tell.
Yeah, my bad.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad, but not a whole lot I adored. I agree with the Bobby's confession, yeah, though. Bobby's confessions were pretty fucking cute. That was fun. All right, lore. Today we're talking about Veritas, the Roman goddess of truth and virtue. And this is from a legendary Ladies Hub article. Oh. So Veritas, a term that originates from Roman mythology, represents the virtue of truthfulness. The word veritas is Latin, literally meaning truth or truthfulness, and it comes from verus, which means true. The term has been used in many mottos, including that of Harvard University. As a divine entity, Veritas holds a crucial role in promoting honesty, integrity, and ethical values within ancient Rome. I didn't get any of that from this character.
Yeah.
Portrayed as the personification of truth, she symbolizes the inherent importance of honesty in all aspects of life. Romans looked up to Veritas as a guiding light, representing the essence of wisdom and virtue. Her presence served as a reminder to individuals to always uphold moral principles and to strive for authenticity in their words and actions. Through Veritas, the Romans found inspiration to lead lives based on integrity and truthfulness, making her a revered and iconic figure in Roman culture. She is sometimes considered a daughter of Saturn, or Kronos in Greek mythology, who is the Titan of time. Other accounts suggest that she could be a daughter of Jupiter, or Zeus in Greek mythology, or a creation of Prometheus.
That's odd that it's like crossing.
Yeah, well, I guess there's probably a Greek version, but I didn't go into that.
No.
I just stuck with the Roman one.
Okay, that was just interesting. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Depicted with a veiled face and holding a mirror, Veritas symbolizes the unbiased nature of truth and the reflection of one's actions. The mirror she carries represents introspection and the idea of self-reflection as essential components of seeking truth and upholding ethical values. In essence, Veritas stands as a timeless embodiment of moral integrity and the unwavering pursuit of truth. Veritas is often depicted as a young woman dressed in white, symbolizing purity and the unadulterated nature of truth. In artistic representations, Veritas's white attire signifies her association with truth and serves as a visual reminder that truth shines brightly and cannot be obscured or corrupted. I didn't find shit about cats or anything.
Just because she's a woman.
I don't. So why
they like,
decided
let's
to do
some
the
whole pussy
cat
in there?
Thing? Let's throw some pussy in there. Double penetrate it. Call it a day. I'm just like, where did the cat thing come from? I really don't. Where did it come from?
I don't know.
I found nothing about cats.
I'm sorry, Burley. We're terrible. We gotta stop.
We're good. It's that's it. We're done.
Oh my god.
We finished it. We did it.
All right. Quote to close it out. Dean says, a dentist drilled a guy to death.
And Sam says, you mean the non-sexy kind of drilling, right?
I thought it was flipped.
Who knows? Cheers.
Okay, cheers. Sorry.
Thank you for listening to Denim Wrapped Nightmares.
Follow us on Twitter or Instagram, leave a review, and let us know how we can get involved in the fandom.
This was fun. Jerk.
It always is, bitch.